With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel is ordering residents of northern Gaza to get out, and hundreds of thousands of them are doing it. Gaza is braced for a looming invasion brought on by the murderous rampage launched in Israel a week ago. Hamas killing more than 1,300 people, wounding thousands, and still holding more than 100, perhaps hundreds, hostage. Amongst those hostages are American citizens. Israeli forces are being supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region. Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Vice President Pence will skip the Nevada GOP caucus and run in the state primary instead.
Nevada's Republican Party has decided to run its own caucuses 2 days after a state-run primary in early February. The party has barred candidates from competing in both. Critics say the move favors Donald Trump. Pence is the first major GOP contender to announce he'll skip the caucus. By skipping, Pence gives up a chance to try to win Nevada's relatively small number of delegates. Instead, he's hoping a primary win will demonstrate electability with a wider group of voters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Jeff Landry will be the next governor of Louisiana. The Republican, backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff yesterday by receiving more than 50% of the vote. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher says this country is in trouble for three very specific reasons.
America has a worldview crisis. American churches have a discipleship crisis. And families have a parenting crisis.
Dr. George Barna of the Arizona Christian University.
The primary job of parents is to raise their children to become disciples of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, they've got to help their children develop a biblical worldview.
And he says there's no time to waste.
That worldview for everybody is formed between starting at 15 to 18 months of age and is almost fully formed for everybody by the age of 13.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He adds the only way to save America is to save the next generation of American citizens. This is SRN News. A former Connecticut police officer is suspected of being a serial burglary, committing 30 or more thefts in three states, including in the place he was watching.
Former Glastonbury police officer Patrick Hemingway is believed to have targeted safes and cash registers at restaurants and businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. A newly unsealed warrant cited in multiple news reports says surveillance videos show a suspect possibly resembling the 37-year-old and that he left behind a bag containing a lock-picking toolkit when he resigned from the police department in September. Images of a vehicle resembling one owned by Hemingway's wife were spotted at multiple break-ins. He was charged last month with computer crimes and making a false statement. The judge said more charges were expected. The former officer is being held on $1 million bond. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News.